Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
So how the heck you doing today? I am Mark Walters. Sean, we got a little loop there. There we go. You can fix that. That's great. Filling your prescription for freedom here from the Armed American Radio Daily Defense USCCA studios. Somewhere outside the ATL. How the heck are you? Hey, I had fun this morning. Every Tuesday between 9:40 and 10:20 a.m., you can catch me with baseball legend Curt Schilling on Whatever It Takes. Just head over to Breitbart.com, click on Whatever It Takes, and check out his internet radio show. I'm on every Tuesday. Today, the guest lineup was myself, A.W.R. Hawkins. It was A.W.R. first, then myself. A.W.R. and I joined him every Tuesday for 2A Tuesday. All you dopey libs, that's Second Amendment Tuesday. You snowflakes. And today's third guest was Dinesh D'Souza. You've heard Dinesh on this program. He's wonderful. Knock it right out. Just amazing. So make sure to check out Curt Schilling, Whatever It Takes, every Tuesday morning, 9 to 11 Eastern, 6 to 8 Pacific. Make sure to check that out. You can see it right at Breitbart.com. You'll see a little Whatever It Takes with Curt Schilling. You'll see the link right there, the banner. Just click on that. Every morning at 9 o'clock and check it out, in particular every Tuesday morning. But Curt and I and whoever else, whatever other guests he has on, just have a wonderful time talking about your rights and your freedoms. You know, today, well, I won't go there with too much time to take, but I don't want to sit and rehash the whole program. But suffice to say, it was a good one. Make sure you head over and check it out. We had a great conversation today, as we do every Tuesday. All right, I got an email today. Timothy Lyons writes in. He says, hey, Mark, with everything going on with Pro 2A legislation being written, can you talk a little bit more about H.R. 367, the Hearing Protection Act? Maybe a quick segment or two with a representative from the American Suppressor Association or one of the manufacturers? With everything being NFA, that's National Firearms Act, I know many have had no interest in digging into getting one, but with the upcoming laws, it would be a good time to educate the masses about the technology, etc., being used. Also, a while back, you had mentioned that Michael Martin would be on the show to discuss his Emergency First Aid Fundamentals book. Was wondering if you were able to schedule this and or someone else to talk about emergency trauma training and its importance. Thanks for everything you do. That's from Timothy Lyons in Easton, PA. Been to Easton, PA. Know exactly where you're at, Timothy. Thanks for the email. Let me first jump on the Michael Martin portion of your question, Emergency First Aid Fundamentals book. The book's not out yet. I believe it's slated to come out in April. Yes, we will be bringing Michael to the program. He's a very close friend of mine. I've known Michael for many years, have worked with him both as a friend and a professional colleague on and off for years. So to answer your question, Michael will definitely be returning not only to this iteration of Armed American Radio, but also the Monster broadcast. So thanks for bringing him up. Going up to the Hearing Protection Act. You're kind of reading my mind here a little bit. Yes, obviously we're going to be discussing that in greater detail. I will be bringing someone on either from one of the manufacturers or maybe the ASA. Not sure yet which one, but we've reached out to a few, so we'll let you know how we schedule up. And you mentioned with everything being National Firearms Act, I know many have had no interest in digging into getting ones, I'm talking about a suppressor. And I'll be the first to tell you that I'm one of them. Had no interest. I know many people who do, by the way, have suppressors. Very easy for me to get one here. I can get chief law enforcement sign off in my county at the drop of a dime. I don't need to wait months to do so. I don't have to go through some dopey New Jersey process, which we all know would take money from you, screw you out of your funds, and then not give you whatever it was you were looking for. It doesn't work that way where I'm at. Not necessary for me to have to put a trust together. All right, a lot of people said, hey, I can't get anything through my chief law enforcement officer, my CLEO, which would be the sheriff or the chief of police, whatever it may be. So I'll just go ahead and put a trust together. I don't have to do that. I could do either one, whichever worked for me, but it's just as easy for me to get sign off from the chief law enforcement officer in my county. Having said that, I had no desire to do it. I really didn't. Didn't care about buying something that I consider to be very overpriced, and it's overpriced because it is an NFA accessory. Shouldn't be, but it is. And then have to add the $200 tax stamp and then wait 8-9 months to get it. I don't like to have to go through that process. Frankly, I don't like to have to go through the process to get a permit to conceal lawfully my handgun. I don't believe I should have to do that. But, alas, I do, because that's the law. But a suppressor isn't important enough for me yet. Now, it will be in the very near future, simply because the roadblock to me was, absolutely not am I going to give this rogue government more of my money and license myself, open up my home, technically, to the ATF because I have an NFA item. The hell with that. No desire to do that whatsoever. It's not that important to me. Here's what I believe is going to happen. I believe in the very near future, within the next 18 to 24 months, it's probably going to be less than that, but you're going to see H.R. 367 pass. It will be signed. The dopes on the left are going to, raise their shackles. And then nothing will happen because they can't do anything because they've been neutered. But they'll get a lot of press out of it. And then it will be signed. And once it's signed, they're going to fly off the shelves. Because I'll have a hell of a lot more than one of them. I can promise you that. I'll easily pick up probably six or seven. Half a dozen, at the least, I'd have a half a dozen. And that's going to require more gun purchases, too. You know how that equation is, right? Ooh, I got to get that because I want to get it suppressed. Ooh. Okay, so that's inevitable. So start saving for that now, right? But what will happen is they will fly off the shelves. The price will start coming down because they will be reasonably priced. The market will determine the price. But the price will eventually come down. The newness will wear off. And eventually you're going to start seeing Ruger and Glock and others, Springfield, begin selling firearms with an extra magazine and a nice little insert in the foam cushion inside the hard-sided container that the guns come with a suppressor. You'll be able to buy the suppressed weapon as part of a package. That's going to happen. Sooner rather than later. It will happen during a Trump presidency. More than likely it will happen, I'm guessing, probably 18 to 24 months. Not necessarily will the manufacturers catch up that quick, but the ball will be put in motion, and you'll be able to buy that suppressor. At that point in time, I'll have one. Now, why? Why do I want one? I hate indoor ranges. I hate them. And I can say that because I lease 40 acres from a lumber company and have access to my own 40-acre tract of land. As a result, I can shoot outside, and it's a beautiful place, too. It really is. It's gorgeous. Absolutely beautiful. It's fun just to go sit up there and hang out. But I've got a clearing in a big block about 75 yards long, maybe 50 yards wide, nearing the size of a football field, with a berm built up on one end that stretches, about 10 to 15 acres behind it of nothing but woods. It's gorgeous. And I can sit up there and shoot. And a suppressed weapon up there would be wonderful. Because while there is a lot of acreage up there, there are still neighboring pieces of land. And I've actually had one of the other landowners come over and say, man, are y'all out of ammo yet? Because we'll go up there and spend all day. And we respect that. He's got an older mother that lives with him, and we completely respect that. So a suppressed weapon up there would be fantastic. So, yeah, I'm looking for that. And I appreciate the question because we do get a lot. That and national reciprocity are the two most frequently asked questions we're getting now. What do we think about this? What do we think about that? Nobody can really tell you yet where the bill, how the bill is going to advance. I believe it's going to advance. I believe it's going to be signed. Like I said, the dopey gun grabbers who have nothing left, have been completely humiliated. That they have the media giving them a voice, cackle, cackle, cackle over here. And then it will be signed. Same thing's going to happen, as we said yesterday. Same thing's fixing to happen with national reciprocity. But yeah, I intend on having one too. So I appreciate the email. A good one. Yes, we will be bringing someone in from ASA. Yes, we will be bringing in someone from one of the manufacturers. We've got a couple right in the area here. We've got our probes out, if you will. And we'll let you know when. more than likely bring them to the Monster broadcast. Give them that much, much bigger audience, including the podcast. I don't know. We'll see. You never know. But I do appreciate the email. When we come back, California gun owners, good heavens, you know, it just doesn't. Wow. I don't know what to tell you. I'll explain in a few minutes. And then I do want to give you a quick comment on what the Brady campaign said about suppressed weapons. I'll tell you about that before moving on. When we come back, I'll go there because I just wrapped up with that now. And open carry. I want to talk a little bit with you about open carry today, too. Just a piece from the Sun Sentinel down in Florida that you have to tackle when you hear this garbage. You just have to do it. But we do it from a position of authority, quite frankly, because they lost. We'll be right back.
Hello, gun lovers. Did you get the brand new gun you wanted for Christmas? If not, don't worry. I've got some big news for you. You know, I proudly support the Second Amendment, which is why I'm a United States Concealed Carry Association member. And since the USCCA's mission is to train, protect, and ensure responsibly armed Americans, just like you and me, they're giving 10 of my listeners $1,500 each to buy a brand new Kimber. But this deal won't last long, so make sure you head over to defendthem.com. Lock in your 10 chances to win. If you didn't get your dream Kimber for Christmas, I know you're not going to want to miss out on the biggest Kimber giveaway yet. Remember, 10 names will be drawn, so that means 10 U.S. residents, 21 and over, will walk away with $1,500 to buy a brand new Kimber. Entering is easy, and it's 100% free. Just visit defendthem.com before it's too late. Again, that's defendthem.com, where your 10 chances to spend $1,500 on your dream Kimber are about to end. Defendthem.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet, introduces the Cloak Duck 3.0 IWB holster. This all-new concealed carry holster improves the original design with a sturdy spring steel and ballistic nylon core covered with a soft neoprene backing for ultimate comfort. You have to try this holster to believe it. Get yours now for as low as $43.88 at aliengearholsters.com.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right, regarding suppressors, the uninformed, and usually, well, you got to call it what it is. There's no way around it. It's the gun-grabbing lunatic fringe that just simply does not understand. They don't understand. You know what? The Brady campaign, do they understand? I'm not convinced that everything they do is premeditated hogwash. I do believe there's a tremendous amount of ignorance there. There are people there. I've talked to some folks from the Brady campaign. I met Dennis Hennigan in the green room at the Stossel show. I met Colin Goddard, now taking the big bucks over with Bloomberg. I'm sorry, I question his integrity when it comes to money here. Money, you know, all Brady campaign all day long over here. Bloomberg's every town for gun safety comes along and he gets a new job. All right, you know, it is what it is. But I'll be honest with you, he's a nice kid. I feel sorry for him. Took a few bullets, at, you know, from Shuang Wei Show down in Virginia Tech. Lost a lot of friends. So, I mean, you can't help but feel for the kid. Unfortunately, he's just on the wrong side. He's either been bought and paid for, or he's just ignorant and as dumb as a box of rocks. And it just is what it is. But I question, you know, I got to question the smarts here. Because this is not hard to figure out. Anybody, you can do any research yourself to find out the answers to these things. On the topic of suppressors, suppressed weapons, A.W.R. Hawkins wrote, Brady campaign, quiet guns deadlier than loud ones. That's his headline. What? I know. You see this stuff and you think, what are these idiots up to next? And we're talking just yesterday. Just yesterday, the Brady campaign came out and made comments. They sent tweeted out, the movement to make gun silencers easier to obtain ignores that gunshots are warnings to bystanders of potential danger. Well, I guess that would be true if a suppressor made the sound of a gunshot just simply go away. So the level of ignorance over here, it's just so hard for me to fathom. It is so hard for me to wrap my head around the fact that an organization such as the Brady campaign, boy, this, it's not hard. I've been telling you this stuff for 8 years. What I'm telling you is it is astonishing to me. It is difficult for me to wrap my head around the fact that these people will so blatantly lie every single day. Everything that comes out of their mouth, everything is a flat out lie. Well, those days are over. First of all, this organization is pretty much defunct anyway. Bloomberg ignored them. So they keep coming out with this irrational garbage. They know nothing about what a suppressor does. It simply reduces the decibel level to a manageable level. As A.W.R. Hawkins points out, and as we discussed on our program, in layman's terms, it reduces that crack of a gunshot low enough, just low enough, that it won't damage your eardrum. It does not make the sound of a gun go away. Does not become... You got that? One more time. Does not become... You got that? To suggest that is a flat-out lie. This is why it's called the Hearing Protection Act. Anyone who has ever fired a suppressed weapon understands that. You can simply go online and YouTube it and watch them shoot them all day long. Does the Brady campaign not do that? Do they not know that those videos are available that make them look like the bald-faced liars that they are? Do they not know that? Or do they simply just not give a crap? It's got to be one of the two. They're either flat-out stupid, or they're just wide-open liars that don't give a crap because they know the people that fall for this stuff simply aren't going to check. There's no gray area there. In today's day and age, ignorance, what do I always say? This should be on a bumper sticker, and I need to trademark this. But ignorance, when left unattended, breeds stupidity. Don't be that stupid person. There is no excuse for ignorance in today's day and age with what you have available at your fingertips. Obama phone, folks. Yeah, right? What's his name? Folks have access to that information. To remain ignorant is a choice in today's day and age. But, alas, that's what they want you to believe. Again, does not become... doesn't work that way in real life. I don't care what you saw in the movies. That's not real life. Good heavens. All right, I have somewhere here I kind of have to go. But before I go there, let me go to Open Carry, because there's an Open Carry story out. I don't want to go to the Open Carry story out yet. Let me bring this one up simply because I can. Did you see the story, or have you heard the story of the Denver head of the Secret Service? Have you seen this stuff? Sean, can you bring a mic live? Are you busy in there?
Oh.
Okay. Have you seen the story of the Denver office, Secret Service, who claims that in a Facebook post, social media post, which, by the way, is in direct violation at her position of the Hatch Act, which she admits to in previous posts that she would be violating the Hatch Act if she were to say certain things, and then she goes ahead and says these certain things and says, this is why I don't do it, because it is a violation of the Hatch Act. But she goes on to say she does not believe she could take a bullet for Donald Trump, and she's the head of the Secret Service in Denver. Have you seen this?
No, but it sounds like she watches MSNBC a lot.
Well, I don't doubt it, because during the campaign, she was lockstep. I'm with her. Now, keep in mind, this is a Secret Service agent.
Oh.
Okay. Now, the Washington Examiner has a piece out, and I got to tell you, this is enough to anger you. Senior U.S. Secret Service agent posting Facebook posts over the last 7 months.
Wow.
Saying that she wouldn't take a bullet for Trump. Now, mind you, her job is to do just that.
Yeah. Did she take an oath?
Oh, of course she did. Of course she did. Her name is Carrie O'Grady. She is a special agent in charge.
Wow.
At U.S. Secret Service in Denver. She's the SAG, baby. She's the SAG. SAC. Special agent in charge, excuse me. She's it. She's it in Denver. Now, here's what ought to happen. I'll tell you a little bit when we come back about what she said, then I'll tell you what needs to happen to her. And then I want to go into some Open Carry with you because of a piece down in Sun Sentinel. We'll talk a little bit about Open Carry, the advantages of Open Carry versus Concealed Carry. Great conversation. Love to have it. If you carry a firearm, you're going to want to hear this conversation. Again, personal perspective. I'm not going to give you a whole bunch of book stuff over here and a whole bunch of legal stuff over here. I'm going to talk to you as an individual who has carried a firearm for 30-plus years as a civilian. Back right after this. Don't go away. Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today. Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected,
The media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com. If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holsters on the planet, is offering big savings with our new 2-holster combo. Now you can buy 2 complete holsters for as little as $49.88. Choose from any available holster styles and colors for the guns of your choice. All of Alien Gear's quality products are made right here in the USA and include a 30-day trial, forever warranty, and free shell trades for life. Visit AlienGearHolsters.com today.
Picture this scenario. 2 masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Sign, sign, everywhere a sign. Sign on the studio door, no food or drink. In studio, hold on 1 second. Let me take a sip of my iced tea. Thirsty, hold on. Ah, yeah, there we go. All right. Signs are effective, aren't they? No guns. Yeah, go ahead, Sean.
I have a couple of questions there. Is that tea Southern tea or is that what?
It's unsweet tea. It's not sweet tea.
Well, you know, that's
tea,
Southern tea. I'll give you that.
It's Southern tea. It's Southern tea, yeah. It's not. It's just not sweet. I happen to like it. You know, like some people like black coffee?
Yeah.
I like cream in my coffee. Yeah. I can go sweetener, out sweetener. I like, you know, generally I like sweetener in my coffee, you know, cream and a couple Splendors or something like that. I can do that. But I can also drink coffee black if I have to. I like sweet tea, but way too much sugar for the amount of tea I would have in this cup.
Oh, yeah.
Just not good for you. So, you know, but I love unsweet tea. Squeeze a lemon in there. I like it. It's good.
Now, are you drinking it English style or are you drinking it American style?
Well, I don't know anything about drinking it English style. I drink it American
English
style.
English tea is kind of weak.
No, this is strong tea. Tell me.
Okay, continue.
All right, good. You like that? Good. I got away with it. You're a food boy there. All right, Sean. I want you to keep your mic on live with us. Let me read you some of what this Kerry O'Grady said, and these are the things that we're not going to put up with anymore. All right. Method to my madness here. Let me read this first. Okay, this is a woman who I told you is the special agent in charge. She's the SAC, baby, out in Denver. She is responsible for, get this, She oversees the coordination with Washington-based advanced teams for all presidential candidate and presidential trips to her area, including all upcoming future trips by the president, vice president, or Trump administration officials. Here's what she said on her Facebook post. As a public servant for nearly 23 years, I struggle to not violate the Hatch Act, so I keep quiet and skirt the median. To do otherwise can be a criminal offense for those in my position, despite the fact that I am expected to take a bullet for both sides. But this world has changed, and I have changed, and I would take jail time over a bullet or an endorsement for what I believe to be disaster to this country and the strong and amazing women and minorities. Here we go. It has nothing to do with women and minorities. It has everything to do with a leftist progressive agenda, which includes gun grabbing, who reside here. Hatch Act be damned. I am with her. That's what she said. Now, according to the Hatch Act, there are two rules that apply. They may not post those, she is, this applies to her, may not post a comment to a blog or a social media site that advocates for or against a partisan political party candidate for a partisan political office or a partisan political group. May not use any email account or social media to distribute, send, or forward content that advocates for or against a partisan political party candidate for a partisan political office or partisan political group. She is clearly in violation of the law. She has made it clear publicly that she would not take a bullet, and she is a special agent in charge of the Denver office. Now, let me just, I don't need to go any further. Let me just say this. Fired, charged, jailed. There's no gray area. Done. Now, with Sessions coming in as Attorney General, I wouldn't want to be in her position. But that's what has to happen. That is what has to happen. We do not play games with the security of a U.S. president or other protected official. Period. I don't care what party they are. I don't care what party the protector or the protectee is. Makes no difference. That's what has to happen. Sean.
Yes, sir.
Here's why I say these things. Because this is the left. Okay? This is the danger of the left. And when I say to you, do you think they're going to go away? No, they're not going to go away. I am getting more concerned every day.
Yeah.
With what I'm seeing and with what I'm hearing from the militant left in this country.
Yeah.
Those of you who have made a decision to carry a concealed firearm have made the smart personal choice and the personal decision for yourself and your family. There are people out there who hate you. They hate you. We're at a point in America where many of you wouldn't put a Trump hat on, many of you wouldn't put a bumper sticker on your car or a sign in your front yard for fear of reprisal from the militant left. And they are getting more militant every day. So while you're out and about and you're proudly wearing the items that you wear, as we see from videos and airplanes and out on the streets and so forth in our cities, just be aware of your surroundings. This is a great time to review your plan, your personal protection plan. There are people out there who hate you. Remember that. It's just another example of being careful, just another opportunity for me to remind you to stay awake, be aware of your Cooper color codes. We talked about them before, and I'll just leave it this way. Just don't be condition white. Understand? Be aware of your surroundings.
Hey,
be aware of your preparation, avoidance, and awareness. Yes, go ahead, Sean.
Did you see that video, viral video going around where that this woman berates this guy because he was going to the, what you call it?
Yeah, it's... These people aren't going away. They're not going to get what they want legislatively. It's not going to happen. They've been neutered. They've been humiliated. Barack Obama destroyed their party. It's that simple. You're going to see the unions move from the Democrat Party.
Yep.
You're going to see Black America and my other minorities move from the Democrat Party.
Yep.
It's going to happen. It's already in gear. I told you this months and months ago. But the gun grabbers will stay put, and they will become more militant. Those who choose not to go forward, America is going to blow them by. And as America continues to blow past them, as wages pick up, as freedom takes hold, as jobs begin to move, as this economy begins to explode, those who refuse to come will get more and more militant. There is trouble on the horizon with some of these folks. We've already seen evidence of it in our cities and so forth. So it's just a good reminder for me to remind you to be careful when you're out and about. Just, you know, watch your six and keep your powder dry. Just an opportunity to remind you to stay out of condition white. Right? Don't be that clueless individual that thinks, oh, it's not going to happen to me. Yeah, it is going to happen to you. And it can happen to you in front of your kids, your wife. Just be careful. Just be cautious. Now, that brings me to another topic that's always near and dear to my heart. Open carry. Oh, boy. The Sun Sentinel down in Florida. I tell you, man, if you ever want to see or read goofball, just start Googling up stories down in Florida. You can find them all day long. Sad to say, my adopted hometown of Tampa, Florida, and the rest of the state just becoming a cesspool. Very pro-gun for now. For now. Philip K. Stoddard wrote a piece in the Sun Sentinel yesterday. Open carry has no place in a civil society. It's an opinion piece. And he's talking about in the wake of the shooting of Fort Lauderdale Airport. Senator Stubbe's open carry bill, SB 140, he claims, and you've heard me talk about it with Captain Matt Bruce has been giving us updates on it. Now, I understand I'm getting some information. By the way, some of you have written me emails telling me that the thing's been tabled. It's not going to be heard. I've got to get some confirmations on that. I apologize. I'm not going to just trust the emails I get, and I haven't had a chance to do a whole lot of research on it yet, but I will. And when I get that information, I'll make sure to give it to you. But for now, SB 140, he says, which is the open carry bill, and also includes the ability to carry inside the non-sterile areas of an airport, which, by the way, is legal in 45 states, including the one I reside in. He says it has no place in an open society. And I want to read you some of the points that he makes in here, and then I'm going to pick him apart like he were food stuck between my teeth. All right? Because it's just too easy to do. And I want to remind you that 45 states. Now, and then again, too, in addition, before we go, I want to let you know there's also been a constitutional carry movement in New Hampshire, which is wonderful, absolutely wonderful. And Texas is bringing it back up again. Constitutional carry, that's the next best thing coming. I'm telling you, after national reciprocity, we'll be back.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet, introduces the Cloak.3.0 IWB holster. This all-new concealed carry holster improves the original design with a sturdy spring steel and ballistic nylon core covered with a soft neoprene backing for ultimate comfort. You have to try this holster to believe it. Get yours now for as low as $43.88 at aliengearholsters.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holsters on the planet, is offering big savings with our new two-holster combo. Now you can buy two complete holsters for as little as $49.88. Choose from any available holster styles and colors for the guns of your choice. All of Alien Gear's quality products are made right here in the USA and include a 30-day trial, forever warranty, and free shell trades for life. Visit AlienGearHolsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
And I was out and about a little bit earlier. Had to run a couple errands today. And I strap on a firearm, as you know, everywhere I go. What am I carrying today? I was carrying the Smith & Wesson M&P, full-size 40. Got to talking about the gun yesterday. Love that thing. Wonderful gun, 40 caliber. Love it. Outside the waistband. Open. On full display. I had to walk into Best Buy earlier, I've got to go over to Home Depot on my way home from the Crossbreed Holster, Armed American Radio, USCCA Studios. I have to head over to Home Depot, stop and get some lights, because mine keep burning out in the kitchen at home. So I'm going to fix that. Yeah, I know. $14 light bulbs. I mean, come on, but whatever. It is what it is. If it lasts for 30 years, I'm good with it. Come a day you got to get a credit check to buy light bulbs for your home. Good heavens. But I digress. I will be openly carrying as I was earlier today. No one, and I mean no one, has ever said anything to me about openly carrying a sidearm other than, hey, man, thanks for exercising our right proudly. Thanks. Thank you. And then they go on to tell me about what it is they're carrying. That's happened to me before. When my children were little, I used to go over to the Home Depot for the Saturday things, you know, the first Saturday of every month at Home Depot. Hey, if you have young kids and you don't know about this, Home Depot on the first Saturday of every month has the little Build-A-Thing. You go in with your kids and it's free. They give the kids a little, you know, orange apron and tie them around, give you a little kit, and you sit there with your kids and pound stuff out and build it. It's wonderful. I have stood there with 20 other families before, single moms and dads, infants, toddlers, building stuff with an openly carried Glock 17 on my hip. Nothing. Okay? That's because all the doom and gloom from folks like this Stoddard guy is nothing but a big, fat, flagrant lie. Now take a listen to some of what he says. He says the bill, which is the open carry bill in Florida, is beyond disgusting. He says it's an overt challenge to our unalienable right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. No, it defends my unalienable right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What do I tell you every week when I give you happy ending stories? You attempt to take somebody's life, liberty, or pursuit of happiness from them, you lose all three of the above instantly, the right to all three of the above instantly. And if you get your head split open in the process, I couldn't care less. Good. I hope it hurt. I don't care about your previous life. I don't care what took you to that point. You earned what you got. I bet Stoddard would feel that way if it were his wife we were talking about. But it doesn't happen to him, does it? Idiot comes to mind. Dishonest liar. So he goes on to talk a little bit about it. He says, now take a listen to this. Under Stubbe's proposed open carry law, it gets far worse. Armed citizens could walk the streets, AR-15s slung over their shoulders, bringing scenes from the Mexican cartel drug wars into Florida's cities and towns. You know, such as what happens in the other 45 states where it's legal every single day, right? No, it doesn't. Now, you get your occasional bonehead. We've talked about them here. But let me educate Stoddard. If someone wants to do harm with an AR-15 or a shotgun or any other gun, they can already do that. They don't need the passage of an open carry law to do that. What criminal is sitting around going, God, I wish they'd pass a law making it okay for me to walk down to the bank with an AR-15 so I can rob it with that? How clueless do you have to be? I digress. A stranger could legally approach you carrying a loaded Glock. I bet Stoddard, I guess Stoddard doesn't know how many strangers already approach him in Florida carrying a loaded Glock. Legally. Now let's consider illegally, shall we? Oh, here come the pieces of popcorn are flying from in between my teeth with this guy right now. These people are so easy to pick apart, it's not even funny. So I guess this guy doesn't think it's already possible for a criminal to walk around and approach him with a loaded Glock? The next time he gets robbed, maybe he'll consider it. Well, wait a minute. They didn't pass the bill allowing you to rob me with a gun. You have to wait until the open carry bill passes. I digress. He could legally walk up to your front door, his hand on a gun in open display. The homeowner, perceiving the lawful gunslinger as a threat to his life, could legally open fire, protected by Stand Your Ground. No, he's already on his home. He's protected by the castle doctrine in his home, which, by the way, has been understood in common law since man came out of caves, pal. That's my cave. Get the hell out of it. Number one. But let's back up. No, a stranger can't legally approach you carrying a loaded Glock if he's not licensed to do so. He would be violating the law if it were concealed. The homeowner, someone could walk up to your front door, his hand on a gun. No, someone can't walk up to your door with a hand on a gun. If his hand is on a gun when he comes to my front door, he's going to get shot. Because that's not a perceived threat, that is a threat. Under the proposed campus carry provision, he says, a college senior could walk into his professor's office with a loaded gun to contest a bad exam grade. Well, hold on a second. That senior could already walk into the professor's office and contest a grade with a gun carried on him illegally, couldn't he? Now, why did Stoddard stop at senior? Because the bill requires 21 or plus, because that's who can get a lawfully concealed carry handgun license. Well, what about the junior who has bad intentions? I guess he's going to sit around and say, I can't wait until I'm 21 so that I can get a concealed carry permit to walk into my professor's office and blow him away for the grade he gave me last semester. Let me continue. I need a new toothpick. Hold on. Okay. Good. Let's move on to the next load of crap from this guy. two guys jostling in line at McDonald's could start a legally protected gunfight if each saw the other's gun as a credible threat to his or her life. Well, I don't know what jostling in line at McDonald's is. What is jostling in line at McDonald's? Hey, that's my burger. No, that's my burger. No, that's my burger. And guns come out? No, no. So I'm not sure what he's talking about there, but let's dissect that. Let's pick it apart. Let's get the toothpick out, shall we? Okay. Two guys jostling in line at McDonald's could start a legally protected gunfight if each saw the other's gun as a credible threat. No, you can't start a legally protected gunfight by saying, hey, he's got a gun if all that man is doing is ordering a hamburger. The only way that gun could be seen legally as a credible threat is if the man pulled the gun from the holster, was brandishing the firearm, or threatening in some manner. At which point, yes, your defense from him would be legal. The open carry bill would let angry citizens display their displeasure with elected officials by carrying loaded assault rifles into their county commission meetings. I guess they can't do that now. If they're ticked off, they couldn't do that, could they? Because the bill hasn't passed. Stoddard is a dishonest moron. He lost. We won. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense will continue tomorrow. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Even if you're going to Stoddard's house, have a great day.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.